You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us Jody Maddock, who is the program director for Adopt a Pet. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Jody, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that Adopt a Pet does?
Absolutely. We take in stray, abandoned, abused animals that don't have homes, and then we interview families and match them up and find new homes for them.
Okay. And are we talking just dogs? Or do you deal with other animals too?
Dogs and cats.
Okay. And no specific breed or anything like that?
Nope. Any breed is welcome.
And are most of them rescued from individuals, or are you finding these on the street?
A little bit of both. The main reason right now is the economy. So people are having to find homes because they can't afford their animals anymore, or they're having to move and can't take their animals with them.
And they voluntarily give them up,
yes.
And they need to find somebody.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, and my understanding, Jody, is that you do have a facility where you keep these animals?
We do. We're located in Fenton, and we've been told that our facility is the Ritz-Carlton of animal shelters because the dogs have heated floors that they get to sit on, or they get to put their paws on so they don't get freezing cold, and dog beds. And then the cats, we have an open cat room where they have all kinds of things to do in the room so that they don't get bored. We really want to focus on their mental well-being as well as their physical well-being.
Cool.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
And I want heated floors.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to have to dress better if we ever go there to visit, Rick, because there is a dress code, I'm sure, at that animal
that
facility.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay, I'll get out my Sunday's best.
Well, there you go. And Jody, when it comes to your process for how people find you, how do you typically connect with people in order to connect these right owners with these fine animals that you have?
A lot of it's word of mouth, because people hear about our organization, hear about the facility and the care that we put into the animals. So a lot of it's word of mouth. There's also petfinder.com, which is a wonderful tool in finding the animals of that people are wanting, are looking for, so they can actually research the breed that they're looking for, research what would best suit their family before they go out to adopt, and then they find us and we match them up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know where we'd be without petfinders.com. As soon as we figured out that a computer works, I mean, they were right there. And man, I just hear that all the time. Jody's statement has been said to me by 20 different people from 20 different dog organizations.
Yeah. We have lots of animals that are thankful for petfinder.com.
There you go.
Well, it's an important part of connecting people. And then I'm sure you've got a process that you go through in evaluating where, I mean, I've seen with the rescue organization that I've been affiliated with that I wish our government were as strict when it came to vetting something. Can you describe that process that you put people through?
We do have a pretty stringent process, just because we want to make sure that we've put a lot of heart and soul into the animals, and we want to make sure that that's going to be passed on to their new home, that they're going to be getting that spoiled rottenness that we've given them already. We do all the vetting for them ahead of time, so everything's completely done when the new owners come in and are interviewed. We do require certain things of the new people to make sure that it is the best match for the animal, and to make sure that it is a good match and it's a forever match.
And do you do home visits and other things of that nature?
If we feel we need to, we will, but not typically.
Okay. And where do the people come from? Are you placing animals all over Michigan, or are they primarily from Genesee and Livingston County? Do you place any animals out this way?
Mostly Genesee, Livingston, and Oakland County. However, we just had somebody drive down from New York for one of our dogs. We've had people come from Canada. We've had people from Wisconsin. I mean, all over. It depends on the dog, depends on, you know, the people. So it depends on what they're looking for. And people are willing to drive if we have what they're looking for.
That probably has a lot to do with the internet, right?
And petfinders.com. Oh, absolutely.
So absolutely. Somebody from Lansing can go on, and this is just another resource opportunity. And I think what's really cool, you know, now you know there's actually, another place you can go that you can trust and that you can find, and that they have a really fantastic facility, and that's great.
Right. Well, and I would drive a while to go to the Ritz, so
that's right.
I would think that maybe some animals might be willing to make that drive as well. Sue, are you seeing any certain breeds? One of the stories that we've dealt with on the show over time was that there were just certain breeds that were having a hard time when Chihuahuas, when there are movies out about them, all of a sudden a lot of backyard breeding goes on. They end up in shelters. We had issues with Greyhounds, whereas the dog tracks were closing.
Right.
They were needing. Are you seeing anything like that in the dogs that you're seeing through your shelter?
Well, you're absolutely right. Anytime there's a new movie that comes out with dogs in it, we see a lot more of that particular breed that that we get in the shelters. There's always the old standby of the large black dogs are the number one dogs that are turned into shelters. Mm. So we always have a lot of large black dogs that need to get homes.
Mm-hmm. That we found that even with cats.
Yeah.
Black cats as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
Interesting. And when it comes to drawing people in, is there anything that you can see doing for getting people involved with your organization, whether it's through fostering or assisting with fundraising? Because I'd imagine those are two of the biggest issues that you're going to run into. Yeah.
Absolutely. And foster homes, really, it's such an amazing, rewarding experience. I think my family is on our 330th dog or 329th dog right now. And I still cry when they go to their new homes. I still cry. However, it's such a great feeling to know that you've given that animal a second chance. So we always need more foster homes for dogs, puppies, kittens, and cats. And then to help us with our fundraisers, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we exist solely on the goodness of people's hearts and donations. And we have our largest fundraiser coming up. It's our Wags and Whiskers in the Woods silent auction that's coming up. And we typically look to raise about $30,000. This year, we're looking for about $50,000 to raise, and that's going to help us build an addition onto our dog building so that we can add on to that Ritz-Carlton and save lots more lives.
Interesting. Boy, when it comes to this event, if you can provide us with some information, how do our listeners find you to find out information about your fundraising?
We have a great website. It's adoptapetfenton.com, and there's information about the Wags and Whiskers event, or the Wags and Whiskers auction there. There's also information on our other programs that we have, our TNR, our spay-neuter assistance program, and just in general about our organization.
Fantastic. Well, we've had a great conversation this morning with Jody Maddock, who is the program director for Adopt a Pet. Jody, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, what an interesting show. I know I say that every week, but I really mean it every week. We just keep bringing in great guests, and you learn so much. And especially this weekend, it's such a treat for the Lansing area to have a AKC dog show taking place, because it's not very expensive and it's a great way to learn from the experts about dogs.
Yeah, passion in the pet community keeps the community running forward, and this is fantastic.
Well, I just think that the more we can educate people on that, the better. And if by chance you happen to miss any of this show and you want to go back and hear it, or if you want to listen to it again, you can go to our website at 1320wils.com. You also can listen to the show streaming if you're not in the Lansing area. And you can also email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. And as always, we want to be your friend. So find us on Facebook, and we would be glad to be friends with you. So on behalf of our producer, Holly Rotter, and my regular guest host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying, have a great weekend, everybody. And please, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week. We'll see you next weekend.